Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, Mike Max, day three. 3 to 6, right? Friday we did it. You weren't here, David. Then Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. I learned so many interesting things when I'm in here 3 to 6. And I see so many different things. Today I learned I'm just keeping this seat warm for a couple of days, right? And then JD steps in. Jason DeRusha, with no further ado. You probably know this if you listen to WCCL. He was named the 3 to 6 host on a permanent basis starting at the end of this month. He had announced a couple of weeks ago that he was leaving WCCO TV, and there were some of us that even thought this might be where he landed, believe it or not. Jason, I didn't want to tell anybody that, but yeah. I just had an inkling.
Maxie, do you remember? So back when I was a kid reporter at CCO.
Yep.
Work in the night shift.
Yep.
And I'd be going all over Minnesota covering stories.
Yeah.
Going to small towns, whatever. But I would always listen to your show, and I would text you when you did commercial reads that I particularly enjoyed.
Yeah. Like for example, is there a better place as we look at graduations and events coming up than Dickie's Barbecue? To find original barbecue sauce?
I can't think of a better place.
And I mean, I want to just be honest with you here, Jason.
Have you had that fried okra? Have you had
I had it.
Yeah.
But, you and I'll be honest with you, like right now, it's perfect day, perfect temperature, 70 degrees, you know? But I believe, and I think you believe too, that eventually it's going to get warm. And is your air conditioner ready to go? Have you called AMI? What are you doing right now? You know, you're sitting on the sidelines?
Yeah. Right?
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. I'm a little nervous. You know, I spent 19 years coming to the same door.
Same building.
At 11th and Marquette. And so I hope I can find my way a couple blocks down the street.
You can. And the good news is you don't have to pay for parking anymore. And that's significant between.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm so excited to have the chance to do it. And the reaction today has been so nice. People have just been so nice about it. So it's great.
Is it one of those things where you don't really set out to be one thing or another? It just kind of unveils itself as you go along. And, you know, you go from reporter to good question to the morning show and all those things. And then it just kind of makes sense as you go along, as opposed to this was a goal when you're 10 years old. You just kind of get into this business, do the best you can, and then things kind of appear to you. Is that the way this has kind of come down the pike?
Yeah. Yes. I think that's a great way to describe it. Now, I was going back through some of my old stuff this week, and I went through my old high school yearbooks where we had a radio station in high school, and everybody thought I was going to go into radio. I thought I was going to go into radio.
Yeah.
But ended up in TV. I went to Marquette University, which had Marquette had a better TV station than radio station.
Sure, so that's simple, right?
That it was pretty much that simple.
Yeah.
My high school had a better radio station than the college did.
Yep.
So I ended up going into TV. And, you know, there, look, when you're 22, you can't exactly host a talk radio show.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I did, I was a fill-in radio DJ.
Yeah, you did the afternoon show, mornings in the afternoon. Remember, I was at Marquette a few years ago when the Gophers made the NCAA tournament, and I found out all kinds of things about you.
And you get all the truth.
Yeah, right by your statue.
I filled in at an easy listening radio station playing, like, you know, American Pie and, you know, here's Barbara Streisand. Soft favorite, the new 103.7. You're like, oh my gosh. So that was, so I have this long history in radio, but it's an old history, right? I mean, mostly it's been the fact that I've had this relationship with CCO Radio. Chad Hartman put me on his show as a guest, mostly because Chad is an incredibly lazy individual and needed to kill a half hour.
I used to see him in the dark, yeah.
That's what I was there
But don't you think, Jason, in general, and I think you and I share this, you're curious by nature. You are stimulated by the profession because you're stimulated by people.
Yes. I love people. I genuinely
And everybody's got these interesting stories, right?
And the beauty of radio is you can explore it, right? I mean, morning TV has given me quite a bit of freedom, and I feel like as a regular news person, they give me a tremendous amount of latitude on CCO, right? But it's just different. It's a different relationship to be able to take calls, to hear people's stories, to talk about businesses in a different way. Like, I'm just excited to bring hopefully some unpredictability and some fun and some celebration of all the things we love about this place. And because we love this place, we also want it to be better. And so conversation about ways we can make this community better, I think that's going to be part of it, too.
Well, there's another part is you don't have to sit and worry about is the right graphic up and whatnot.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That
video.
Stuff that's always in the back of your mind when you're doing TV. Oh, my tie is off. How long has my tie been off-centered, you know?
I know. I'm wearing a tie right now, and I'm looking forward to changing the wardrobe.
So if you were, let's just say that this, if your career ended today and you weren't taking it, what would you say about the last many years what was it that you've enjoyed about being in this business?
Well, you know, TV news is a strange beast because your strongest memories are in many ways some of the worst moments of our community, right? So, you know, in my time at TV, I was there when the bridge collapsed. I was on the air. I'll never forget interacting with Darnella Frazier, who took the video of George Floyd being killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that happened late at night on a Monday, and it was early Tuesday morning that I got to work and you know, talk to her to make sure that the video was real.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know with anything you see online today. You know, I'll never forget kind of going through COVID. I was at work every single day. I thought it was important to be sitting at that anchor desk so people had some continuity in their lives.
Yes. And I was glad to be at work. I felt better there. You know what I'm saying?
Me too. But I thought it was important to convey that things were going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that I was still at work. I wasn't in my basement, you know, that it was going to be okay. But, you know, the main draw for those of us who love this business, it is that we work with some of the most interesting people. Like, the coworkers are just amazing. And I think about, like, the people who don't get any of the credit in the world. You know, I think about Ron, who throughout all of COVID, Ron and I were the only people in the studio all day. And, you know,
I mean,
Deron
Gresseth, you could write a book on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some
characters, man.
Yes. So, like, that's the best part about it. The people are amazing.
Okay, so you just went, like, 6 minutes longer than you can for any TV story, and I'd like to go longer, but we want, this is just your first, you know, this is kind of,
right.
Hey, welcome to the club from a different angle. Here's Mike Max giving a little spin. He's worked with Jason. You know, it's just a different way to ingratiate you.
It's beautiful. You guys are setting me up. I'll be sure to kind of screw it all up starting on the 27th.
Welcome to the team officially on a full-time basis, and very excited to have someone with your passion and talent as a part of it. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Maxie. Appreciate it.
You bet. Jason DeRussia coming here 3 to 6. Paul and Jordana, there's a text up here. They're still going to be working here. Paul is the head of meteorology, and Jordana will join Adam Carter 9 to noon. So, yes, and obviously Jordana's going through a lot right now with her bone marrow transplant, but it will keep you updated on that as well. But, yes, they are still gainfully employed here at WCCO. When we come back, we're talking the movie market. Yes, have you seen Top Gun Maverick? I have now, and I don't say that very often about a movie. Tim Lammers will tell me more when we come back. Mike Max, 3 to 6 in WCCO.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Just a man who fell for the wrong woman.
Fell for the wrong woman.
But out of crisis comes change.
Out of crisis comes change.
I'm really slowing down and reconnecting with myself. And I am very excited for everyone to meet the real me.
There's something wrong with Homelander. Something broken. He's lost his mind.
Love. Mommy, Daddy, and I.
The name of it is The Boys, Season 3, starring Jack Quaid. Amazon original series, where superheroes are often as popular as celebrities, as influential as political figures, as revered as gods. But that's when they're using their powers only for good. I just thought that off the top of my head. Joining us now, Tim Lammers. Nice enough to join us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Mike, and good to talk with you again. And off the top of your head, I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, I just some things I thought as I listened to the clip. I thought, how did that strike me? And then I just decided what came to mind. Well, tell us what I just heard.
Well, I have to tell you, Mike, this is one of the wildest series on streaming. It's about this city that is full of superheroes. They're actually seen by the public as superheroes, but in actuality, they are supervillains that are being managed by this huge corporation, and they're running amok, doing things unchecked. So in season three of The Boys is the group that aims to expose the deadly exploits of VOD International, this mega conglomerate that runs these so-called superheroes. It starts off where government regulation has stepped in. It seems like these supervillains or superheroes are being held in check, but in actuality, they are not.
No.
This is, again, one of the wildest series I've seen. In fact, it's probably the biggest gross-out series I've seen in terms of blood, guts, and gore.
Okay.
Usually that's reserved for horror movie stuff. Here, these villains are so powerful that a lot of things explode. A lot of bodies explode and heads explode.
Different. Really?
This is the way that they abuse their power.
And it made it to season three, it did, huh?
Oh, my God. Oof. Look, I thought I saw enough.
You haven't said one thing that makes me want to watch this so far, Tim.
Oh, you got to see it, Mike. Start at the beginning. It's really just a different take on the whole superhero genre. Again, these are perceived as superheroes to the public, but in reality, these are very, very bad people. It's a nice way to turn the genre on its head in a sort of way.
Okay.
But there's a scene in the first 10 minutes of this show. I've never seen it before. It is so incredibly crazy. And revolting. I didn't even want to get into it. I can get into trouble by mentioning one word involved with this scene.
But yeah, I painted a picture of something I saw in Nicollet Mall yesterday, and people couldn't eat dinner that night, so I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, this is kind of revolting, and you won't believe it. But, again, these guys that run this show, they're pushing it. Streaming apparently doesn't have any limits as far as ratings are concerned, because you see everything in this series. But again, it's called The Boys. Jack Quaid is actually the son of Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. turned out to be quite a fine actor, but there are so many other great people in this. Carl Urban, lots of familiar faces. So I think you'll like it. If don't expect superhero stuff. Expect R-rated supervillain stuff with this series.
Okay. David?
I'm looking for the Abbott Ranch.
Yeah, we're not a tourist ranch.
Come on, I was looking at camp. It'll only be a few days. Autumn.
Well,
glad to finally meet you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are you here?
You see that? I've been drawing it for years, and now I see it all over the place here.
You stay away from her, you understand? And that goes for everyone.
I want that land.
Why?
Don't know what it is, but it sure sounds to me like a rancher fighting for his land, and family probably discovers an unfathomable mystery in probably Wyoming is what I would guess.
I would guess that's another thing off the top of your head. And
it's
again,
called Outer Range,
Mike,
starring Josh Brolin, again from Amazon. Josh Brolin's great. So how much money does he make doing a streaming series like this?
You know, they're recruiting a lot of major talent for the streamers. You know,
and I guess Amazon can pay what they want, huh?
Exactly, when you got a guy like Bezos running the joint, right? Yeah. This one, real quickly, because I know you want to talk about Top Gun, but think about Yellowstone, but with a sci-fi sort of bend. Josh Brolin runs this cattle ranch out far away on his land is this giant circle. But it's not a crop circle. It's actually this bottomless circle. There's a force field around it. So there's this sort of mystery going on there. But at the same time, you kind of get the things that you get in Yellowstone. I mean, it's sort of a crime thriller. It involves a family, you know. So
yesterday I told the story walking TV to radio, and I was walking to the mall and I visited with the people. It's become one of the greatest things in my life since the riots and all that stuff is just... getting to really pay attention to the fabric and the heartbeat of what makes up downtown Minneapolis. It's good, it's bad, and it's indifferent. There's everything in downtown Minneapolis and Nicollet Mall. And there's a lot of good stuff going on right now as they rebuild. There's a convention going on in town. And I told the story yesterday about, I don't even want to tell it because it just, but I saw a lady standing there right by J.B. Hudson's. She pulls her pants down and urinates on the side of the wall. And without even, it doesn't even face her. And then just goes about her rest of her day, I guess. So you see something like that. You see a lot of good things downtown, too. But last night I went out, and because it was such a nice night, and I just took a walk, and I liked doing that. And I ran, and this guy's talking to me, and he says, "I think you know somebody I know," and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't believe it. It was the man. It was the figure. It was the legendary and infamous someone I had heard about for many, many years and never met, because his background is so littered with issues and gang violence and all this stuff. And since he got out of the big house, he's committed himself to a better way of life and helping. It was Sharif Willis. Now, that name may or may not resonate with you, depending on how long you've lived here and how much you study the city of Minneapolis and all that's gone into it. But Sharif's son, Sam, is a guy that I know well. He's got Just Turkey, the restaurant downtown Minneapolis. We've had him on a few times. Sharif was a Division I basketball player, great basketball player. Sharif never saw him play because he was doing time. And so I sat. Sharif is now part of a volunteer organization group. And by the way, he told me he'd go on with us at some point in time, too, because he's never really done an interview in the last many, many years. But Sharif and these other people, they dress in plain clothes, but they're there to kind of restore order if there's problems. So I sat with them on Nicollet Mall, and I asked them, you know, what's really going on, and what are we seeing, and not just Nicollet Mall, but where are the hot spots in this town? And I got to tell you that there's so much that goes on that if you're not in the inner circle, you don't know. Within 10 minutes, two different people approached this group that were sitting there and opened up bags and said, here, we buy this from me for $10. And it was just merchandise. Some may have, the conjecture may have been that they stole it from somewhere, but they just wanted to sell for a quick fix. That's all they wanted, to get some cash in their hands. This happened twice within 15 minutes. And the one woman was strung out, and it was so sad. And then somebody said, oh, yeah, her dad was a big-time pimp back in the day. And it's like, whoa, man, there's this world that exists that I don't even know. And you feel so awful for the people that are in that world. And yet it's so important, I think, that all of us see that up close and understand. And to sit there with Sharif and have him tell me about different things and different areas and where they, you know, they play cards over here and they all got guns out when they're playing cards. I said, what? I grew up in Gaylord, Sharif. And it's something. Today I'm going to visit with Tyrone Terrell because he too understands that. He's in the middle of a lot of that, and he's got his thumb on the pulse. And I say this time and time again, but you really don't know what you don't know. And I found it out firsthand. And there's a lot going on in this city that you really don't know unless you really know. And the only way you can really know is to get out there and be with the people that really, really know, if that makes sense. When we come back, Mark Fry was at an interesting event in downtown Minneapolis today, celebrating a legend from the city of Minneapolis. We'll explain when we come back. Mike Maxson, 3-6 on News Talk 830 WCCO. You're home to the Twins and the Yankees the next three nights. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I don't even know if that qualifies when you're a fellow employee from the newsroom, Mark.
I think it can, but just run with it. That's fine.
Yeah, keep the sponsors happy. What the hell? you were out today observing something that has been in the works for a while in Minneapolis. It's a nice piece of art that they hope will divert attention in the right way and give maybe a signature piece. Explain what I'm speaking of.
So last week it was a Prince mural that is on the side of Ramp A, I believe, in downtown Minneapolis. And this today they unveiled Prince Rogers Nelson Way. It's a street right outside of First Avenue, and they hung the sign today. And it's really just honoring Prince and what he contributed to First Avenue and downtown Minneapolis throughout his life and his career. And it was really cool just to see the outpouring of support that, you know, these events for Prince draw so many people from, whether it's internationally or across the country. And it's just cool to see the outpouring for people who were touched by Prince and what he meant to them. So Prince Rogers Nelson Way officially outside of First Avenue now, Mike.
So like, who was there for the, was there a lot of his inner circle, or was it just the general public? What was it? Some guy with a megaphone saying, right, and we now unveil, and they took the, you know.
Right. So there were a lot of city leaders. Mayor Jacob Fry was there. Some of the city council were also there. And there were also the Crown Our Prince organizers, Sharon Smith Akinsanya and Joan Vordenbruggen, who were there, who really spearheaded these efforts to get this, to get the mural first and foremost. That is just beautiful. It's 100 feet tall, and they were actually touching it up today during the event. But there was just a lot of, there was Prince's family was there with his cousin, and his nephews and stuff were all there too. So it was cool just to see the people who were connected to Prince so closely and what this really meant to them, because they said Prince gave so much to Minnesota. It was about time Minnesota did something to recognize the guy who really, for a lot of people, put First Avenue in downtown Minneapolis on the map, I think.
Yeah, and plenty has been done since his death.
Right.
I mean, you could even make an argument over-commercialized sometimes.
But, oh, for sure.
But this is a standalone because it's iconic and it makes sense because it's by First Avenue and it all kind of comes together in a nice way for people that are from another town. You know, maybe you don't even realize Prince is from here. Boom, it stands out like that. But across the street from that mural, I noticed they had bleachers. And were those bleachers just for the unveiling, or did people, cause sometimes I'd see people sitting there almost watching as the workers were working on it. And I didn't know if that was the intent of it or if it was just for the unveiling and that was just a byproduct of it.
Right. And that's what they said today. They wanted it to be a place for community because that's what Prince really stood for, is togetherness and inclusiveness. And, I think that was one of the big parts. They want that mural to be a place where people can come just to be themselves and to experience this with other Prince fans, because you meet one Prince fan who had this sort of connection to them and they have a whole other story to tell about what, he meant to them. So, for instance, the lady I talked to today had been on stage with him 5 different times in different concerts that she had gone to, and she actually got to sing with Prince one time.
So she's a professional singer?
No, she's not. She was a fan, and he would just like pull fans up on stage, and she was wearing a shirt once, and he brought her up and just, I don't know, it was part of his sort of thing to interact with fans. I didn't see any video proof, so I kind of had to step back. But, you know, as somebody who has...
It's her story, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And she was like, it was before cameras were a big thing, you know, before cell phones were a big thing. But it's just cool to hear those stories and that connection.
Courtney Cox goes on stage with Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
And then you find out, oh, no, that was choreographed before.
Right, exactly.
Really, we didn't take anything away from it, but I remember thinking for a long time, why isn't that something? She just having me in the stands, and then she ended up being this... You know, pretty good, and you know, that's
funny
stuff.
How that works, yeah.
Yeah, but First Avenue, I don't know how many times you go by there at night, but there's some long lines to get in. Whatever they got going on right now, they got it going on because there's always long lines outside that building right now.
Right, and I think there's just a hunger to be out at a live event, and especially music. You think about all the artists over the last 2.5 years who were just kind of left to make music or virtual concerts, and there's, I don't know, it's just going to a virtual concert, it's just not the same. So I think a lot of people, musicians, fans, are just hungry for that experience, and First Avenue certainly delivers.
I quit completely giving virtual concerts because I just didn't like the feel and the texture.
Oh, my
fans would feel, I thought I was shortchanging them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I've just gone back to live performance only. I'm kind of waiting to get a call from First Avenue, one of those places.
I'm waiting to hear that call.
Acme Comedy Gallery hasn't called yet.
Well, there you go.
You know I'm a funny guy, Mark.
But yeah, sure, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. All right. What else are you working on?
A number of things. No 6 o'clock news tonight, but a lot of stuff going on in the legislature, so we'll look at that.
Mark Fry, the Prince unveiling. Stop by and check it out if you're in downtown Minneapolis. Maybe even on the way to the Twins and Yankees tonight. That and much more straight ahead. Mike Max sitting in 3 to 6 at WCCO.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.